On 2014, David Larson and his son Bill opened yesteryear's brewery in Carrboro. David is a U.S. Navy vet. He worked in real estate for 25 years before helping his son start the brewery. It was beginning to take off, and it was becoming a real part of the community. They were sponsoring local bike rides, UNC programs, raising funds for nonprofits, fighting HB2, and a whole lot more. Last November, though, Bill Larson took his own life. He was just 24 years old. David took some time off. He came back in January. The business is beginning to pick back up again, but they're struggling now to stay on their feet and pay some back rent. And now there is a community fundraising effort ongoing at youcaring.com to save yesteryear's brewery. Youcaring.com/saveyesteryear'sbrewery is in fact the URL. They're trying to raise $28,000 in a couple of weeks. It's only been up for a few days, and they're already more than a quarter of the way there. We're joined now by David Larson, who is the owner of Yesteryear's Brewery. David, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
So tell us about the name Yesteryear's Brewery. Yesteryear's specifically, how did that come about?
Yesteryear started off as we were a 40s, 50s, 60s theme for people to come in and to just forget about the outside world and enjoy time with friends. I mean, our slogan's great beer, great friends, great memories. Over the time, we realized that people are creating their own yesteryears, their own memories, which equivalents to yesteryears. And that's the name has sort of stuck. We call ourselves Yesteryears, but also you'll hear people say YY as well. So.
What was it like for you to move from real estate into this whole other life?
I've been brewing for many, many years, and I've had many friends that have told me, you know, you need to do something, and you need to do something with your knowledge, with what you do. I love the science of it, the tasting of beer, everything like that. But it was just a passion that I had. It was something, again, to go back and make a place for people. There are so many breweries out there, and they're awesome breweries, but we wanted to make a place for people to come together and just drink some awesome beer and just to spend time together.
So tell us about Bill. He and his wife, Becca, moved here to Durham to start the brewery, start a life. What was he like?
Yeah, they moved here in 2014 to come here and help me start it and everything like that with some other people. And, of course, you know, having a full-time job because we're not getting paid. They were expecting a child and lost that child. And Bill took it upon himself he took the blame for that. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for him. So he didn't know it, but he was fighting with depression and just ended up taking it. But he was, you ask anybody, he was the smile and the laughing of yesteryears. He was, when he was behind that bar, it's just like his smile was infectious. He was an awesome kid, so.
Speaking with David Larson, again, owner of Yesteryear's Brewery. And if you're listening out there, most of you know Yesteryear's already. But if you don't, it's at the 300 East Main Street Complex in Carrboro. It's right downtown. It is a pillar of the local community now and has established itself as a pillar after just a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really impressive. And there's the You Caring page that's up right now, youcaring.com/saveyesteryearsbrewery. Is the full website. You can just go to youcaring.com and search for Yesteryears. It'll come right up. What would the funds go to? I know the goal is $28,000. I know I looked earlier today and it was well over $7,000, still a ways to go, but what would the money go to?
The money does go to, and thankfully Main Street Properties has been working with us on back rent and everything like that. The $28,000 is to pay, yes, January, February, and March. They cut our rent for January and February in half to help us out. And we do have a second wave to help pay a couple other things off, that are some past bills, but we're, like you said earlier, the sales have increased. People are coming in. I've had people all the way from Wilmington to Charlotte, Greensboro, Saxapaw, just coming in and saying, we're with you. We understand what you're going through, and, they might just have a beer or two, but just they want to come personally and tell me that they're with us, which is really cool. And then our next steps are we're bringing on some investors to take us to the next level for canning and heavily distribution. We're working with distribution companies right now. Focusing on that.
So what does it feel like to have a business and just a connection with the community that people care enough about to start a crowdfunding campaign to keep the doors open, to come in and say, we're with you?
It's amazing. I mean, Katie, who sort of rounded the group up, has been totally amazing. And that's the thing about it is, I mean, one of my neighbors said, we want to pay half of the rent for 1 month. I have had, that was the guy, Jay and then his wife, Rachel at Ceremony. And then, Betsy over at, Townsend Bertstrom and Company. They're like behind me and, you know, her dad is fighting cancer and it's unbelievable the community support. From other brewers coming and calling me or texting me and saying, you know, let us know what you need kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this weekend's going to be crazy with UNC basketball, and we have a charity benefit concert from the Wiley Fosters who said, you know, we won't take a dime. Every dime we get will come to you. Mm-hmm. We had a gentleman who made shirts for us, and he said, I'm not charging you a dime. You sell them, and they go on sale tomorrow, actually. So it's been amazing. I mean, I love community, and that's a new word we're using is community.
Yeah.
And that's what we've always had it, but now we're really focusing on recognizing it.
And I mentioned some of the things that you have done with Yesteryears to be involved in the community. What else did I not mention?
We worked with Steel String on building a Habitat House. Mm-hmm. We worked with Tammy and the Abundance Foundation. Jordan School of Arts for children with autism, we've helped them out. Different variations of things with Townsend Bergstrom and Company. I mean, they've been a great partner for us. We've worked with Meals on Wheels, with Tina Cunningham and the group there, as well as Hickory Tavern. I'm probably missing some things. But yeah, we want to be as involved as we can.
What are you proudest of?
I'm probably proudest of the group of people that we have, the regulars, that, you know, it's amazing. We're very young in the city. I mean, we're 2 years almost. And it's amazing how many people have come out that I've seen, but have really come to me and have said that we're there. This is our home. This is where we want to be. We're right beside between Cats Cradle and the Art Center. They've been great. I'm just proud that people have accepted us and said, hey, you may be the new kid on the block, but you're part of the family,
yeah.
Kind of a thing. That's the cool thing about Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
Speaking with David Larson, Yesteryears Brewery. Again, ucaring.com/SaveYesteryearsBrewery. Is the website for the crowdfunding campaign. We got to let you go in a second, but I got to mention this event coming up on Saturday. I mentioned the You Caring campaign, but there is this event coming up on Saturday, possibly after UNC's triumphant victory in the ACC title game, depending on what happens tonight. But
yes. How
is this? What is this going to be?
Well, we did put it that the Wiley Fosters are willing to start after the game, mm-hmm. if we make it to the game. When we make it to the game, when we make it to the game. But William Dawson has gotten the gang there. They were the first band to ever play publicly at Yesteryears Brewery. And it is going to be a rocking time. If you want to come and we're going to move the tables, we're going to have dancing, we're just going to, they are nonstop. Trust me, you will not be sitting down. If you've never heard the Wiley Fosters, it's a free concert. It's totally free, so.
So just come out on Saturday
come
night
on out
and enjoy.
And they're giving, I mean, anything they collect is going to go to help us, which I thank William and the group there. At the Wiley Fosters a lot. So
that's really cool. So what else do people need to know? How else can people get involved and help?
If you want to stop by, I mean, we're stop by and just really ask us. Right now it is the You Caring page. I mean, eventually we are going to be looking for more, you know, investors, things like that, mm-hmm. to get involved with that end of it. but is just coming by and just showing your support. I mean, buying one beer, buying a t-shirt. I mean, we're asking the t-shirts, you know, we're asking $20 for those. And, you know, we've hashtagged ourselves YY here to stay. We've made that commitment that we are going to, one way or another, we're going to be at that location where we are.
Again, if you're listening out there, ucaring.com/saveyesteryearsbrewery, or just head to Yesteryears 300 East Main Street Complex right downtown Carrboro. Come out on Saturday night for that fundraiser event. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of celebrating because UNC will have just won. Perfect place to be on Saturday night. David Larson, thank you so much.
Thank you.